Yeah, brilliant. So thank you very much for a bit of time to speak to Fans Forum.
No problems.
Regarding the film, I mean, I managed to see it on Friday, which is
lucky
great. Bring some of it back. You yet to see it tonight.
Not seeing it first time tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Brilliant. I mean, there's a lovely little scene in it where you're going through your loft with your medals and your shirts. And did you keep a lot of memorabilia from that time?
I didn't realise what I had until I met Rob. And he says, what have you got? I said, I've got some boxes in the loft, mate. I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know what was in there. I knew I had all my medals and my shirts. I work in schools, so they go around the schools. I do talks in schools. The kids see the medals and shirts. But I didn't know what I had in the loft until I actually went through some of the boxes. And Rob followed me up. It's only a small loft. He came and went, I'll have that, put that there. Oh, we'll use that. We'll use that. No, don't want that. We'll use that. And then he went, you've got... It's a gold mine of beer. I said, Rob, I don't know what I've got. And I'm actually moving house now. I've found even more since.
Okay.
Because you just put in boxes and you stack them up. But when he came back, we'll use it all. And then if you look at my loft isn't big. It's part of the extension that was done before I bought it. And so I've got a cameraman squashed in the bottom corner. I've got Rob hiding between the rafters, the roof joints. And I'm sitting there with my feet hanging out of the... Out the loft, but he said it went bad. I'm not sure, but people said it looks very good. But I honestly didn't know what I had until I got into those boxes.
Fantastic.
I've got certain things that I know I've got, but stuff I didn't know I had, and found even more since I'm moving house.
Stuff you're going to put on display?
No, I've got nothing. I've got nothing on display in my house of me playing football.
Yeah.
I don't want my ugly mush with a big tash on my wall, do I? So in my house, if you signed a picture of me playing football, you've done very well, because they're all tucked away in envelopes and boxes in the loft, but not in the loft now. They've all been there, moved to a safer place. But no, I've got nothing in the wall. I'm not one of these people, I like to look at myself when I play football. You fans give me enough memories and enough reminders, so there's nothing on my wall of me playing football.
Oh, fantastic. So it was sort of obviously some of the part of the film is sort of that sort of moment where everyone sort of sees the team is suddenly becoming what it's going to become. As part of that team, when was that transformation for you? When did you suddenly begin to think, no, we've got something here?
I really can't put a finger on when and how, but I didn't get inside until November 83 when we were going through a bad spell. And I played alongside Mark Higgins, and then Kevin was moved to left back and Bales was dropped. So I played West Ham away, Man United away, then West Ham at home. And so they're my first real... I had a couple of games before that, and all of a sudden it's Mark unfortunately gets injured and I take Mark's place. Kevin moves back in and Bales moves in, and that back four didn't change for months. But I was in that spell over the Christmas period when we played Coventry and Southampton and Wolves away, and we were absolutely awful. We were dreadful. But I remember going to Birmingham City, I think it was the 2nd of January 83, and it was a night game, and we turned up, we'd got the all-silver kit on, and we're ready to go out. The teams have been done, we've warmed up, and there's a knock on the door about 7:15. Mr. Kendall, I'm afraid you can't wear those shirts tonight. And Howard goes, what do you mean, Rev? Well, the silver will clash with the blue under the floodlights. And some bright spark said, is it skins for us then, Rev, tonight? And he went, no, I brought in the Birmingham City away kit. And in came the Birmingham kit man. And they had what I think is Everton's classic away kit. It was yellow, blue, yellow.
Right,
and we actually wore Birmingham's away kit that day. And we won 2-0.
Fantastic.
Didn't lose for 20-odd games, so I just think that's got a bit of turning, but I don't know. We went to Oxford and we got a result at Oxford through a late equaliser from Adrian, and then we spanked him in the replay. But I think getting to a semi-final of the Milk Cup and then getting to the final of the Milk Cup, we got a taste of what it was like to be successful. And I think getting to the Milk Cup final and losing it gave us that kick to get to the FA Cup final. And then the belief starts to flow, but then won the FA Cup final, we all go off on a high, we all come back, we're all bouncing, then we lose the first two games of the season. And the fans are going, we got them again. And again, Richo scores down at Chelsea in that silver kit.
Of course.
The rest is history, and if I could put it in a bottle and sell it for £1 billion, I'd be more than happy, but I can't say what it was. It was an accumulation of things. Everyone talks about Andy Gray and Peter Reid, but Reid got in one game, Andy got in the next game, I came in the game after. and then we got a bit of stability.
Yeah.
But I think the beginning, we got a belief.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
a belief that yeah. we were never beaten, that we could win every game we played, and sure. we weren't going to let each other, not only let the fans down, we weren't going to let each other down. And we didn't let each yeah. other down. We worked hard for each other game after game. Even in training,
yeah.
we had fights in training, we kidded each other in training, but we worked hard for each other. And I don't see that enough in football now. You don't work for your teammates enough.
No, absolutely. I mean, and you weighed in with so many important goals, which is, in this day and age, you don't see it happening as much. Is that something that you worked on, or was that just a natural ability to arrive at the
right
time?
Well, I was a striker. I was a centre-forward till I was about just before my 14th birthday when I got switched around. But
sure.
no, I don't care whether you could have scored 14 goals. It's all about the quality of ball in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
We had Kevin Sheedy and Trevor Steedham putting quality balls in.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't me, it was Andy.
Yeah,
or Sharpie or Inchy.
Yeah, yeah.
The quality of balls, if you look at the games, you've never ever made the same runs twice.
Right.
We all made different runs in different ways, and it's all about, for me, it's all about delivery. And we got some tremendous board in the box from both Trevor and Kevin, and I scored 14 goals. I should have got probably 24 goals. And I missed that many. When you put the own goals, and it could have got 30 the own goals. But no, it was just a joy. The goals were a bonus. My job was to stop it in that end.
Sure.
The goals were the bonus. I remembered more from the goals than we defended at times in that era, which I find quite strange. But my job was to defend, and the goals were the bonus.
Brilliant. So I suppose, lastly, what's your favourite memory of Howard then as a manager? Must be more.
I've got many. What I always say about Howard, we had our ups and downs. I always remember that smile on his face when we picked the FA Cup up.
Yeah.
But Howard gave me the chance to sign for Everton Football Club. I'm an Everton fan.
Yeah.
And he saw something in this scrawny little skinny kid from Tranmere. Maybe made the club an offer, signed me on. So I'm eternally grateful for Howard giving me the chance to play for Everton Football Club, full stop. What happened after that was a dream and a bonus. But I've got a contract at home still that says I signed for Everton, and that was enough for me. And that's all down to Howard Kendall.
That's superb. Thank you so much
no
for
problems.
Your time. Much appreciated.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Can I...